You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. maybe someone like me.
Just heard quite a few good songs there. Started with Rolling Nectar doing Twice a Night. And as I said, they will be opening for Tyler Bryant in the Shakedown on Saturday night at the Palladium upstairs in Worcester, Mass. And then so after that, I played for you Tyler Bryant in the Shakedown with Mojo Working from the 2015 EP The Wayside. Guitarist Tyler Bryant, who's just 26 years old, was born in Texas, later moved to Nashville. This band he has now came together in 2009, released the first album in 2013, although Bryant released a couple of EPs in 2011. The four-piece band includes guitarist Graham Whitford, son of Aerosmith's Brad Whitford. Then you heard Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany with a better ride from their CD Stoned Law. The songs on that disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. And after that was Red Sky Mary with South of the City from their 2015 album River Child. Red Sky Mary's from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, plays out frequently in New Hampshire, Maine, and sometimes Mass. Recently returned from touring in Europe. That's great. This band is a really good, great hard rock band. I've seen them a number of times, but they're not around, you know, close by Boston very often. But Red Sky Mary will be playing next Monday, the 21st, opening for Greta Van Fleet at Great Scott in Allston, Mass. Really, like you said, really great band. Love them. Anyway, now I have something for you for summer, since it is still summer, thank God. It's nice out. I love summer. Love summer. And so here's something for you for summer.
for the summertime blues. Well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you want to use a car to go right next Sunday. Well, Lord, I didn't go to work. I told the boss I was sick, he said. For the summertime blue, I've got to take the weeks, I got to have a fine vacation. I got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, niggas boy. What I'm gonna do, Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Okay, first we had some summer songs. We had Blue Cheer with Summertime Blues. And this is their original. It was a single in the from the 1968 debut studio album, Vinspus Eruptum. The single made it to number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. A lot of artists have covered that Eddie Cochran song. Like The Who had a big hit with it, and lots of people. And Blue Cheers is my favorite version of the tune. Even from back then, I bought that, I bought the 45, actually. I love that version. Love the guitar and the noise, great stuff. Then you heard Summer Day by Bloodwood and Pig, a blues rock band formed in 1968 by guitarist, vocalist, songwriter Mick Abrams, after leaving the band Jethro Tull. I guess he and Ian Anderson had a falling out after the first Tull album. Bloodwood Pig weren't around for that many years, but put out a few albums and singles. Then you heard Shake Some Action from the 1976 album of the same name by the Flamin' Groovies. It was their fourth studio album. The band started in 1965 in San Francisco, was most active in the 60s and 70s, broke up in 1992, then later got back together. The Flamin' Groovies will be playing at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester, Mass. Next Tuesday, the 22nd. And opening for the Flamin' Groovies is going to be the band you heard after that, local band Muckin' the Myers with King of the Beat from the 2011 album A Cellar Full of Muck. This garage rock band began in 2000, have released lots of albums, and in 2004 were co-winners of Little Steven's Underground Garage Battle of the Bands. Bands played throughout the world, shared bills with all kinds of people. Good stuff, Muckin' the Myers. Okay, now let's see, what do we have now? I think, well, we had a serious guitar set earlier. Now that it's getting later in the show, it's time for some more serious guitar. Yes, it is. And I'm going to start with some Buddy Guy with, let's see, 5 long years from his 1991 album, Damn Right I've Got the Blues. His buddy's going to be playing at Boarding House Park in Lowell, Mass. On Friday night. So here is Buddy Guy.
Job at a steel mill. I'm chucking steel just like a slave. 5 long years every Friday, y'all. I went straight home, yeah. I went straight home. Oh, oh, oh. You treat her that you got to. You got to know just what I'm talking about. Lord, I work 5 long years for one woman, and she had the nerve to kick me out. Lord, but I finally learned a lesson I should have known long time ago. The next woman I married, you gotta have 2 jobs, and you gotta go out and work long and bring some dough. Oh, oh, oh. Lord, said I better mistreat her. And you got to know just what I'm talking about. Lord, I work 5 long years for one woman, and she had to to kick me out. Have you ever been mistreated that you got to? You got to know just what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Lord, I work 5 long years for one woman, and she had to nerve to kick me out. I got a job at a steel mill. I'm chucking steel just like a slave. 5 long years every Friday, yes, y'all. I went straight home. I went straight home with a, oh, 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 my baby. Yes, I've been mistreated. And you got to know just what I'm talking about. For one woman, and she had the nerve to kick me out. two jobs. Is she going out and work and bring home some dough? I've been mistreated, yeah. Hey, you know just what I'm talking about. I worked 5 long years for one woman, and she had to to put me out.
We'll be right back.
right, that was second set of Serious Guitar Time for the end of the show, which is always a good play. Well, it's good to have it everywhere, of course, but, you know, it's cool for it to be what you go out the door to. So first was Buddy Guy with Five Long Years, and as I said, he'll be playing at Boarding House Park in Lowell on Friday night. After that, we heard River Dogs with Searching for a Signal, a new song from the album California that came out in July. Being formed in L.A. in 1989, put out a debut album that didn't really go anywhere, then got back together with the revamped lineup, put up two more records in 93, went on an extended hiatus, got back together with the original lineup in 2003, recorded some demos, and put out an album in 2011. And this new album, California, is their first album in 6 years, which that song you just heard, Searching for a Signal, is from. The serious guitarist here is Vivian Campbell, who's from Northern Ireland and has played with Dio, Whitesnake, and most recently Def Leppard. Then after that, you heard a band from LA, Cosmo Squad, with Beyond Death's Door from their new album, The Morbid Tango. The three-piece combo first got together in 1997, and the last album they released before this one was 10 years ago. It's hard to fully describe their music, some progressive metal, jazzy rock, fusion. Serious guitarist here is Jeff Coleman, who's played with many others, including Glenn Hughes. He's also worked as a session guitarist, producer, songwriter, including writing music for movies and TV. Then, let's see, what did we hear after that? Oh yeah, Danny Bryant from the UK with Greenwood 31 from his brand new double live album, Big Live in Europe, which was recorded across three of his shows in Germany and Holland in January of this year. He's about 36 years old, been playing since he was 15, professionally since 18, and released about 10 studio albums, played alongside folks like Buddy Guy and Carlos Santana. Danny Bryant, great guitar there. And the set ended with Eddie Hazel, who was the lead guitarist in George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic. And that was so good.